coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation. It's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report, last day of July 2023. It's Monday. And as usual, if it's Monday, things do kind of go haywire, and they did. But I'm glad to be with you, and I'm glad that you're joining me and us for this very important program. Folks, I'm going to ask you if you recall just a couple of short weeks ago, seems like a year ago, on July 7th of this year, July 7th, episode number 4478, we were joined by Luke from ShatterOps.org, and also by just a tremendously delightful young lady, Afia. And if that name and those names ring a bell, I'm glad, because that means you watched that video, or perhaps you know that from somewhere, know the situation from somewhere else. Today, we have Luke and Afia on again with an update to the case. And what is the case? Afia is the mother of two boys, and what she experienced specifically on December 20th of 2021 was a state-sanctioned, government-sanctioned kidnapping and essentially child trafficking. What transpired in the case of Afia, Jesse and her two children, Jesse Jr. and Asher, is nothing short of government-sanctioned trafficking. The police, the judges in this case, physically forced, at that time, a 9-year-old boy to go stay with a drunk father who liked to suffocate, who liked to hit and otherwise abuse him and his little brother, Asher, who was only one at the time. They willfully chose to ignore a child who told police, teachers, anyone, begged people, his mother, who was the only one out of a group, one of less than a handful, who would listen, but told therapists, family doctors, and a court-appointed psychologist that he was abused by his father. You're about to see as well some never-before-seen publicly body cam footage of the state actually carrying out what I term as an abduction of Afia's two children. But those involved in this case from judge, again, this is based on what we've put together from a investigative and research point of view, because, you know, look, folks, let me just kind of take a slight diversion. Sound of Freedom, right? Everyone gets excited about that movie. Well, this is a real life case. These are, as that was, I get it. But this is a case that has become personal to me, personal to Shatter Ops. And of course, need I say it's personal because of Mom to Afia for her two children. But the case, in this case, the state, they willfully chose to ignore the medical professionals who were reporting Jesse Sr., as Jesse Jr.'s suspected abuser. They willfully chose to ignore Afia when she told them he raped and suffocated her, that he was addicted to child pornography, and abused her sons. Folks, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to beg you, I'm pleading with each and every one who is listening to the sound of my voice or seeing us on this screen. get involved. And to those people already involved in this case who know the true story but have yet to speak for whatever reason, reach down, find your integrity, your character, your courage, and speak out and help Afia. I'm begging you. This is, as you can see on the screen, this is the state-sanctioned abuse, the story of the state-sanctioned abuse of Afia, Jesse, and Asher Noel. With me is Luke from ShatterOps.org, and I would, at the onset, say this. Afia has essentially been bankrupted, okay? Not actually, but you get the idea, right, through the legal process. Because powerful Hollywood or powerful California sources, or people, I should say, have just put her through the financial mill. This is lawfare introduction to abduction. Please send any monetary contributions, if that's what you choose to do, to shatterops.org. But when you do it, in somewhere, somehow, make sure you put California case. Okay, there's on your screen. You can go to shatterops.org, click a link to donate or give now, and make sure you point out that this is for Afia, and that is APPHIA, or California case, or whatever. But make sure that they know where to put those funds, because she's looking at legal expenses, looking at other expenses, and I'm going to tell you, this, everything I've seen about this case, everything I know about this case, this is something where you folks out there can make a difference in a number of different ways, and that's just one of them. But rather than me continue, I'm going to bring Luke on from ShatterOps.org, who's been working this case. And, you know, as Tim Ballard in Sound of Freedom was the tip of the spear, or is the tip of the spear, Luke from ShatterOps.org is the tip of the spear. And of course, the ones that are hurting, of course, are Afia and her two children, Jesse Jr. and Asher. But Luke, thanks for coming on.
Well, Luke, well, Doug, as always, man, I appreciate you stepping up and be willing to help, you know, shed light on this horrific deal that, you know, as many times as we see it, just for the average person to realize, like, the injustice that's actually happening in America. I mean, this definitely stems from, you know, in my opinion, a corrupt judge, all the investigative work that we've done. And he's been accused of that well before Afia's case. But this guy, in my opinion, is an absolutely corrupt dude.
Are we talking about Judge Powell, or are we talking about Afia's ex-husband?
We're talking about Judge Powell here.
Okay.
He has been, yes, sorry to be confusing there, but to clear that up, I mean, here's a guy that just completely dropped the ball on so many fronts. It's not accidental at all. He has completely sided with the perpetrator here when the original, you know, it started with a restraining order that she had against Senior. And the fact that this guy ends up in the long run actually even taking her businesses away from her, that just, it's insanity. It has nothing to do with something that he never was a part of regardless anyway. He has his own job, you know, working on special effects in Hollywood. And the fact that he pulled off what he did is such an injustice. You know, California needs to step up and really, right. There's a ton of things to talk about. So, you know, we'll dive in. But Afia, thanks for being with us. And if you just want to even give a quick recap on what's going on, and then we will dive in from there. And obviously, you know, we just want to help out in any way we can. Exposure, You know, we need help with you know, legal fees for us to be able to fight this with her out in California, even civilly, if that comes down to it, that we're gonna step in and help out anyway. And we ask that other people do the same thing.
By the way, I don't mean to overtalk you, but I don't think I've ever seen you work a non fatal or non I'll just say non-fatal case any harder than this. So folks, understand, this case is extremely important for all of us here, and dare I say for you, because this could be one of your children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, whatever. So okay, go ahead, Luke. I didn't mean to interrupt, and finish your thought and bring her
No, around. That's it. I mean, you know, it's in our lane because this is what we do. We just want to help. But yeah, this is not some of our typical cases. But when we found out about it, and there's just so much evidence, and just with a little bit of investigation, finding out that all of this stuff is true. Everywhere we turn, people we talked to, people we interviewed, you know, this is legit. Obviously, you can go to the website that we'll put up on the screen, and that we've already been up on the screen, and you can look through all this documentation. It's not a hearsay stuff. This is actual fact with documentation to back it up, and being able to see some of this body cam and just what was done. You know, if you don't have righteous anger, like I don't know that I can't help you. So, Afia, if you don't mind just jumping in and give people a recap that, you know, folks that may not have heard the first show, but I would encourage everybody to go back to that. I think we said it was July 7th show. And
yeah, it'll be linked in the program description box at Hagman PI. But there it is right there on your screen. Yes, go back and listen to it, and make sure you share this with everyone you know. And please, 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 folks, we need your help. We can make a difference in this case. And damn it, we are going to make a difference. Afia, thank you for joining us.
Sure. Thank you so much, Doug. I really appreciate you having me on again. I'm so grateful for that. And of course, for Luke and his team, just looking into everything. It's been a huge blessing, and it's given me hope that there's still good people in the world willing to do the right thing, even at their own risk. And that's a rare thing today, but it's a necessary thing, and it's a necessary point for all of us to get to. And today it was like a really difficult decision for me, but I knew it was the right thing to show this body cam footage, this state sanctioning of child trafficking that happened to my own children, who I haven't seen since then, in Georgia, in Peachtree City, Georgia, who colluded with the Fayette County Sheriff's Office, along with, they just got railroaded by the Los Angeles DA's office and the Pasadena Police Department, which is a little area of Los Angeles. They just came in here, and I really want to bring awareness to this type of trafficking. You know, trafficking is when you're forcing a child to be with their abuser against their will. And, you know, they say a picture is worth 1,000 words, a video is worth 1,000 words. Even I, being his mother, Jesse Jr.'s mother, who he's 10 years old at the time, did not. You know, it's my own son, and I can feel his pain. But even I did not know the extent of the pain and the desperation that he went through. It. Not in my wildest imagination would it be this horrific. So people have to know about this.
When I'll just interject here, and then I'll shut up. But when I watched. We have copies, obviously, of the body cam footage of those present who abducted the two children and returned them to, in my researched opinion, a child predator based in Hollywood. It was difficult for me to get through. And thank you for allowing us to show this exclusively at this point to those people unaware of what's taking place out there. And you may look at this, people might look at this and say, well, what did I just watch? What you just watched, folks, is an abuse of the system at the expense of innocent lives. And I'm telling you right now that do not avert your eyes. Do not listen to the dialogue, as maybe as difficult as it might be. Pay attention. But Afia, I thank you, because you know, if I was in your position, I don't know how I would react to seeing this, being played again. But you're a strong woman, and I appreciate that. So continue. Again, I didn't want to overtalk, and I'm going to be quiet now. So continue, Afia, if you'd like.
Sure. Yeah, and a lot went into getting up to this point. There were so many injustices along the way. The restraining order was broken. That should have been an automatic arrest. You know, he was driving by my house. He was having people knock on my door, broke into my home, left two dead birds. He was doing all these crazy things that were clearly illegal. And we should have had protection straight from the beginning. But instead, what happened was he was able to weaponize the quote unquote legal system in order to gather an army of people. So instead of, you know, myself and my sons, one person coming after us, we now have multiple agencies coming after us, the police department coming after us with just harassment. Even my friends being harassed, their failure to protect us led us to flee California in the first place and stay with a really great friend of mine who, you know, I'm unable to speak with because of all this. But I mean, what she's gone through is just unbelievable as far as this is concerned, just on my behalf. But yet again, she and her husband, Alex, are just another one of those rare types of people that are rising up today. And I just encourage everybody to start rising up against this, to stand out for what is clearly right. I know there's situations where, people like even Judge Powell in court said, he heard my testimony. He heard my son's testimony through Dr. Diane Kelly. I had like 10 other people ready to testify that he refused to see after Dr. Diane Kelly's testimony, because her testimony was so confirmed all the abuse of my older son, confirmed me as his protector, and just kind of put light into the darkness. And Judge Powell just turned around and said that we weren't credible. Basically, my son is a liar. And let me ask you this, after you see this video, if you think my son is a liar, or if you think that's a desperate child that's ready to tell any adult anything and everything out of fear of going back to Jesse Sr. It's a real fear. And real fear like that, you know, you can't make that up. So in my mind, the video alone should be enough for the right DA to open a case, do the right thing, make an arrest, protect us. And I also, I don't know if you want me to go over this now, but I have a list of everybody. Well, probably not everybody, because my son, you know, I was told him, if you tell the truth is what's going to set us free. And I really believed that. I started honestly not believing it for a while, but I believe that again. And I'm stronger than ever because I see what God has done in this situation and the people that he's brought to help fight this. It's kind of like Gideon's army. It's a small group, but we are fighting together, and we've seen amazing things happen already, but we still need people to stand up and do the right thing. You know, I counted just 16 times. These were people that he spoke to initially, to his pediatrician, after I filed the restraining order, and Jesse Jr.'s father was out of the picture for a few weeks. He kept asking me, you know, is daddy coming back? Is daddy coming back? I said, no. He started opening up to me about more physical abuse, about sexual abuse, including a specific incident he told me about that just broke my heart. I had caught my husband, Jesse Sr., you know, watching child porn on his phone. And I saw that bleed into our real life. He started sleeping at night, you know, only with my 10-year-old son, a grown man, you know.
And to be clear, because people are people are going to say, well, gee whiz, why didn't you stop this? And you did everything you possibly could to stop what was going on, only to be met by physical abuse, terroristic threats by your ex-husband. The physical abuse alone, being suffocated or almost nearly suffocated to death, and other things. And then afterwards harassed to the point, and just so people understand, Jesse, the father of these children has got deep Hollywood connections that cannot be understated, I suppose. Just so people know that. So what we have, just so I'm clear on this, you've got, like you just said, you have a judge who willfully ignored children, who told everyone from the police to the even the judges about what was transpiring, the type of abuse. They chose not to help your son and sons, plural. Nor did they care to even investigate your accusations of rape or domestic violence that occurred in your own town between 2016 and 2017. You did everything right. You followed the rules. And then when seeking asylum, and there is such a thing, you fled from that town with your children, just setting this body cam footage up. So you fled from Hollywood area to Fayette County, Georgia. Legally, actually, may I add. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. There was a law, UCCJEA, that I could legally flee, and it was understandable considering I had all this evidence and no one was helping me, and we were still constantly being attacked.
Okay. Yeah, and again, I did not mean to interrupt, but I, just so in case people didn't see the first the first video, your first appearance, this is the backstory. And what you're about to see in this footage, folks, again, don't avert your eyes and understand that, I'll just let this footage speak for itself along with Afia. Afia, if you have anything else to add, go ahead.
Just to give some context that, you know, the type of person this is. And one thing I'd like to mention that when it got to that point, I was out of there quick.
Yes.
But I had to do it in a way that I didn't die, because I was the only one that was there to protect my children. So I had to do it in a way that was smart. I thought that when I got the restraining order, I would be, you know, I'm dealing with someone, you know, who would suffocate me with a pillow, and enjoyed that. And then I caught him doing that to my son one day when he came home drunk. So I had to plan it and be very, very careful and get out as soon as possible. I actually started, I just did many drastic things to get out there as fast as possible. So I just want to make that clear. I mean, he was saying things to me like, you know, I am the predator, you are the prey. If you ever leave me, I'll destroy you. He was threatening to bury me in the backyard where no one could find me. He was saying he would lock me in the basement to hurt me, and no one would ever know that I was there. We had one of the rare homes with a basement. He blocked, we were doing construction on this big new home. He blocked out all the exterior. He asked our contractor to block out all the exterior exits to the basement. In our kitchen pantry, underneath the wood floor, like a hidden area, was the only place you could access the basement. So there were just so many horrifying things. So I just did what I could. And, you know, we're talking, this guy is very successful. You know, his dad, Mark Noel, has 2 Academy Awards. He's on the Academy. He votes for the Academy. I mean, I'm up against something big here. Jesse Senior just finished filming The Hunger Games. He was the special effects supervisor on that film. So he has a big position in Hollywood. And it's ironic to me, since The Hunger Games is about the abuse of children. So I guess they hired the right guy. But people need to know, like, who this person is. And the funny thing is, he's very charming. He's great at deception. His main concern is that everybody likes him. And it's just very, so you combine that with the money and the power and the, so yeah, it was very intense, but I just keep fighting. And as you can see, I'm still fighting. And I think my son, Jesse Jr., got that streak from me, because as you can see, I mean, he spoke to many people and he was shouting. I mean, I can speak from experience that it took me almost a year to even tell my closest friend what happened, because it's so shameful. So that it feels shameful. It's of course it's not, but it feels that way. So the fact that my son was throwing that all out the window in desperation to get any of these 7 to 10 adults to listen to him, it honestly infuriates me. So.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Folks, this is real life. And you know, there are people who will post memes on the internet. That might raise awareness, but it doesn't help. Luke is out in the field. I mean, we collectively are out in the field. And in this case, attempting to right the wrongs in this case and take these children who are in danger, their lives are in danger, and reunite them legally with their mom. And we're asking for your help. And perhaps after they watch the body cam footage, I think a lot of this is it. Body cam footage is not necessarily all there. I have to say that that's kind of my takeaway. I don't think it was edited, but I don't think it was all there. Complete all of the body cam footage. And I also believe that when you watch the footage, I think you will see pure desperation, pure fear. If you've never seen fear before on the face of a child, well, watch close, because you're about to see it. Luke and Afia, should we play the video now?
Doug, let me just kind of set this up real quick. You know, what you're going to see here is there's, you know, Fayette County guys, Sheriff Department, the lead guy that's coming in. To give him the benefit of the doubt, he doesn't start the body cam footage until he's already in the house and the kids have already been taken out. So you won't actually get to see that. You can kind of see a little bit of, you know, frantic commotion. There are 3 or 4 Peachtree City police there as well. And then you'll notice a female, Jennifer Martin, and a man, Bob Anderson, that is from California, that are actually going to be taking the kids. And what's disturbing to me just as a citizen is that I understand that the Fayette County Sheriff's Department just got an order from the judge. So you grant it, you say, okay, we're going to go do our job. But then what transpires, that they actually call in their report, the kids were taken without incident. The fact that they would say this is without incident, and the fact that they didn't go, well, I wonder if the judge understands everything that's going on here. Who's there advocating for the kids at this point? Where is at least Georgia Child Protective Services that's going to be there to kind of comfort the kids and see what's going on? So you got the Fayette County Sheriff's Department, you got a Peachtree City Police Department, and then you've got 2 characters from California that work for the DA's office There's no child advocate there at all. And to hear what transpires and the fact that these officers aren't even, you can kind of see that there may be one guy that's thinking, hey, what's going on, but wasn't bold enough to kind of step up and actually say anything and do anything. You know, hearing, you know, Jesse, you know, Jr. And how it transpires, you know, it's just kind of maddening for them to say that it's without incident. And the fact that, you know, something didn't draw these guys to be like, hey, do we really understand what's going on here? Maybe I'll get on the horn with you know, Judge Ballard and saying, hey, this is what's going on here. You know, how do we proceed? To see that's pretty heart-wrenching, the fact that this goes on. We know the corruption of what went on in California, but then see them kowtow to California, even in Georgia here, and not protect kids, man, there's just another level of righteous anger that stirs up on every turn here. So, yeah, go ahead and show it. And there's some moments in here that you won't be able to hear a lot, but I would encourage everybody just to kind of bear with us through this. I think it may be along about 10 minutes, and just watch closely and just listen closely to what is said and how it transpires.
And what we will do is, if you go to HagmanPI.com, there was a transcript that was made. Do I have your permission putting that transcript within the body of the program description?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Doug, thank you.
All right. So for those who are audibly challenged, we can certainly read the transcript as well, but watch carefully. All right. With that, here it is.
Take it through.
Okay, go,
come here. Noah, come here. Hey, are you home?
-1 negative. Where is Sophia?
She's not home right now.
Where is she?
She's on the phone.
Ms. Noel, where are you?
Hey, Noah, come here.
What is he doing? What is he putting?
Ma'am, I have a signed order from the judge today saying that we are to take custody of these children. Correct.
What is he taking him at?
Well, we'll be glad to talk to you when you get here.
How
long before you get here?
Where are you going?
How long before you get here? Okay.
What is he? Can you come stay with Linda and I?
What is he going at?
Hey, she's not here.
I just called her.
What is he going at?
Hey, Noah, can you leave him be?
No.
Come stay with me and Linda. Your mom's on her way back home.
What is he going?
Okay, we have Linda Faye. Can I share this off to show you the paperwork?
Yes.
It's something about you. It's a,
yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
She's not here.
Okay.
Yeah,
you thought she was upstairs.
I did. Come I on. Knew that the other parents left, but I
didn't. What is this?
Okay, nope.
She's
no
on
it's a funny gun.
We'll explain what's going on. I'm not trying to freak you out. It's about her, not about you, okay?
I know, I get it.
Okay.
What is this?
Oh, don't touch.
Expecting
yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm apologize. I'm trying to
okay.
I'll leave you my card as to who we are, okay? Is the kid upset? Is that what
they're doing? Hold on. Get dad here.
What's that?
Get dad here for him.
Okay. Ben, can you get this other child away?
Yeah.
No, this is the only one.
It's okay.
What is that? What's that for, Ryan? Did you have the dad in the way?
That's what I just asked him.
He should have been right here with us in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. But he can't come to his house.
No, I mean over there, at least.
How much land y'all got? Like about an acre?
Oh, I don't
live
here.
I'm
just a babysitter.
Oh,
so,
oh.
Yeah.
He just needs to do something.
We're gonna
go out here, okay? Okay. She just talked on the phone. She's on the way here.
Okay.
I'm trying to get these kids out of here.
Sure.
You flirt? Your mom's on the way back?
Mom's on the way back.
We don't know what kind of car she'll be in. She's not here though.
But let's go, let's sit in the car where it's warm.
No, I'm not
going
to sit in the car. No, no, no.
Hold out here. I'm
no! No.
Good time. Did the daughter have to ask a good hand?
Then they can get
her right. Yeah. Oh. We're 10-4 right. You can hold that.
That's cool of you.
I mean, once they get the kids in custody, they want to wait for her.
You want to leave them a copy of this? Or do you want to keep holding it? Because they're going to arrest her.
That's the thing.
Because we just basically came here and this.
We did 121.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna take your bunker off.
We'll be pulling up probably any minute. She was heading to Home Depot with the family. They'll be coming back in a white.
So the family will be here too.
Right. They'll be coming back in a white van. Well, she, and she has already called her.
Yes.
And that they're probably coming back. She doesn't know she has a warrant, so she probably will come back. And
she says she's got five judges' orders with her saying that Georgia has jurisdiction. I was like, okay, well, I got Judge Ballard's order this morning saying that we're to do this.
So we probably ought to get the judge to take care of what she said.
Exactly. That's what, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. That's going to cause a situation.
Child lock. Go. Get out of here.
You want to scatter some of those. It's in the child parents rental.
Rental kidnapping.
Yeah, it's not like in 67 or 64. I just don't want to step on people's toes and be working against other people. So whatever y'all.
She on, comes buddy. Home, we'll take her after the kids are gone. If not, we'll leave you a copy of the
water. That's my concern.
Come on, buddy. Put it in dry.
Let's go. Get on out of here.
They're going to be, by the time they turn around, they're going to be,
I'm just glad they don't know what car they're in.
There you go, buddy.
Y'all been on before?
On a welfare check.
Oh,
okay.
This isn't like a problem house.
23. Look, not one third
job. He makes $150.
That's what told me. $150.
Yeah, but his house costs him like $4,000 a month, and it's a one bedroom shoebox.
I know, I would want to live out there anyway. But
kids are gone. Wait for mom to go.
All right, that concludes the footage. And just to be clear, the child at the window, the child who was saying, listen to me. My grandma was mean to my dad, and he hurt me, and he hurt my brother. He would roll over on me. You can read the transcript, but there it is in living color. Luke, do you want to take this?
Yeah, so, you know, the babysitter was the only one home there, and obviously you can hear, you know, Jesse Jr. screaming and you know, it's just kind of heartbreaking to listen to. You know, I can't imagine what a Phil is feeling right now. Sorry, that's my dog going nuts at the moment. But it's just so maddening that all those officers there, they're hearing what's going on. For 10 minutes, this deal's going on, and the fact that Not a one of them step over there. And again, just to reiterate, there's no Georgia Child Protective Services with them. These are two people who work for the DA's office in California that they're letting just come in and take the kids without question. You know, best case scenario, Judge Ballard got played by the California system and the fact that they never even heard and looked into the case, you know, to protect the kids, right? I mean, this isn't even about adults at the moment. This is about the kids and the fact that they weren't willing to do that. You know, is really just, again, it's so maddening and disappointing, the fact that Georgia just kowtowed to what's going on when you've got, if they just would have taken the time to do any investigation whatsoever, there is no way they would have let this happen. And I'm just terribly disappointed that we're in the situation that we're in.
Fia, would you like to, are you okay? You want to comment on this?
I'm hanging in there. Oh gosh. Just the things, the look, I've never seen a look like that on my son's face. So my son is his best his own best advocate. He is clearly, I mean, one thing that I didn't even know that he knew, he says, you know, my dad wants to kill my mom. I didn't even know he knew that or thought that. He never told me that. I'm really, really scared, you know, and he overheard one of the officers say, you know, we're going to take him back to California. He screams, no, 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 no. My dad touched my penis. My grandma's really mean. He's going to kill my mom. And they're just standing around there, those police officers. It's the most callous. I feel like it's like Nazi Germany. It's like nobody's even, and somebody's just like slaughtering the Jews and everyone's just standing by and not saying anything. And there's this one, he looks of Asian descent, and I believe he's an investigator for the Peachtree City Police Department. I can't remember his name, but I think he's an SVU director or investigator. I could be wrong. I'm not really great at the legal side of things. And I honestly, I don't care about the legal side of things. Like, no one can look at that video of my son and there is no excuse. There is no way to backtrack your way out of that or to say under these circumstances that is okay. There are no circumstances on the planet that a situation like that is ever okay. And that people can be so apathetic. Our own law enforcement. I grew up thinking that law enforcement was there for us to serve and protect us. Serve and protect us. If not our adults, at least our children. I mean, this is insanity to me. Serve and protect.
And you know? What we saw here was really a state-sanctioned kidnapping. And you mentioned the callousness of the officers, and Luke did as well, how they could be talking about home prices and just so casual about it as they witnessed the behavior, the fright, the emotion of Jesse Jr. and his accusations, what he said, it fell on deaf ears. And for them not to say, wait a minute, you know, are we sure that we're on the right side here? Are we sure but they're part of it. In this case, they're part of it. And every one of those, and notice, folks, there was nothing blurred out here. There were no names that were redacted here. Okay, because the truth is the truth. And I want people to know. I want people to see the raw image, the raw footage of what is going on. And folks, this is what Afia is fighting. This is her battle right now.
And Doug,
go ahead, you know, please.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, they wrote this up in the report saying that that's what they call they recovered kids without incident.
Well, literally, yeah, that is, no one shot anyone. Yeah, I guess that's without incident. Well, what's their definition of without incident?
Exactly.
Apparently that there's no blood on the ground. Guess my son would have to be shot or shed blood in order for it to be an incident. It's not enough to scream that your dad touches you, that he sexually abuses you.
Yeah, and he was going to kill you. Is going to kill you.
Right. It's not enough, apparently, to write it up. It's not significant. My sin isn't significant. Our children. And if you watch that video repeatedly, you will see that these officers, they know exactly the game they're playing. They're laughing at me. They're mocking me. Oh, because I was the one on the phone with the officer saying, please wait. I have a judge's order. I have the right to a hearing according to the UCCJEA law. I had a right to a hearing that Judge Ballard signed, and they're laughing at me. Oh, well, I've got an order from this morning. So I don't know what the legal definition of an entrapment is, but it's like they, instead of like doing things in a humane way, they're keeping my sons there as bait.
Yes.
Waiting for me to arrive on the scene.
Yes. Yes.
Total disregard of their emotional state and their emotional health and just watching them going through severe trauma that they are causing.
Exactly. And I don't think that could be at all understated as opposed to what they did to keep them there unnecessarily long and traumatized, waiting for you. And I'll tell you what, we've got a couple of photographs here. And to the individuals, plural, who are behind this charade, we're coming after you too, okay? And you'll understand what I'm talking about momentarily. Let's take a break for 60 seconds, and let me thank our sponsor, Policy Genius. You know, it's important to have life insurance right now, more than ever right now. If you have a family like I do, you need to have life insurance because you know how much your loved ones depend on you. In a worst-case scenario, you wouldn't want them to worry about money. Policy Genius is there for you. A good life insurance plan like Policy Genius can find for you. It gives you peace of mind. And if something happens to you, your family will have a safety net to cover mortgage payments and college costs and everything else. If you've already have coverage through work, well, employer-sponsored life insurance, it may not offer enough protection. Usually doesn't. And it won't follow you if you leave your job. So let me tell you from personal experience, it's super satisfying to be able to realize that you have checked off your to-do list having a good insurance policy. Policy Genius, please, policygenius.com. Please go there. Policy Genius, they know how valuable your time is. That's why their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks. Look, close family member, I don't want to tell you who, they use Policy Genius, got a policy within, I think, 3 years, a little shy of 3 years, they experienced the death of the covered person. And had they not had this insurance, they would have been really living on the street destitute if not for family. But thankfully, Policy Genius matched them up with the perfect policy. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $25 a month for $1 million of coverage. Think about that, folks. Some options offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is licensed, award-winning agents who can help you find the best needs or the best fit for your needs. They work with you, not the insurance companies. Or they work for you, I should say, not the insurance companies. And they work with you to find the best policy. That means they don't have any incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance. Folks, if I can say another thing in this emotionally packed, information-packed episode, policygenius.com, that's the place to go. Your loved ones deserve a financial safety net. You deserve a smarter way to find it and buy it. Head to policygenius.com, click on the link in the description, and when you get there, you'll be able to find, really, get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's Policy Genius, all one word, policygenius.com. And thank you for doing that. All right, getting back to the matter at hand. Luke, you sent me something. Do you want to go over these images, pictures you sent me?
Yeah, not a problem at all. I do want to say real quick, though, just comes to, you know, what went down that morning is, you know, they didn't even have to do it that way. You know, they could have easily just told Afia that, hey, we want to look into your case. We want to hear some more information about it. You know, bring the kids down here. We're going to do an interview. I mean, they could have easily done that and she would have went, like, you know, without hesitation. And the fact that, you know, Judge Ballard chose to move that way. And then just the callousness of the police officers with that actually going on in front of them, they were just kind of like a matter of fact. And the fact that there was no one there representing them from Georgia. There's no Child Protective Services or anybody there. There's just two California investigators that work for the flipping DA office in California that we know is corrupt. And they were just willing to just, okay, well, we did it. Man, really disheartening. Really disheartening.
Yeah. Disheartening is It's actually infuriating when you look at that. And folks, I would urge you to watch that again. In this entire episode, I would also humbly ask you, from our positions, all of our positions here, please share this video or share this episode with everyone you know. And I would also humbly ask you, please understand what's at stake here: the lives of two children, the cohesiveness of the Afia and her two children, and the fact that these two children are endangered because of the actions of the states, specifically California and Georgia, their actions. Look, you saw the raw footage. We're not hiding anything. This is all transparent, and we need to reunite. The objective here is to have the legal reuniting of Afia's children with her as soon as possible. If you're an attorney out there and you saw this and you're not touched by this, I don't know what's wrong with you, but please assist Afia. If you watched The Sound of Freedom and you felt bad about things, this is one case where you can make the difference. And you know what? I expect you to. I really do. So, okay. I really wanted to say that because I really think that, you know, when people understand how bad this this has been and this is for Afia and the children, and I pray for the children every day. I do, and I ask everyone out there to do the same, and for Afia, and for Shatter Ops at large, too, because they're so heavily involved in this. They're the tip of the spear on this, as is Afia. Please keep them in your prayers. But Luke,
yeah, Doug. Before we even kind of move on too far, because there's a lot of ground to cover.
Go ahead. We could continue.
So here. Just want to just bring up an incident that happened again here in Georgia. The house that you just saw, this was days after this event. There was some folks that we now believe not to be the U.S. Marshals, that claim to be the U.S. Marshals, surrounded the house, looking through stuff outside, beating on the door, jamming the cell phone of a lady who owned this home, obviously on their end trying to look for Afia, but very unprofessionally walking around the house, beating on windows, beating on the door, again jamming her phone so she can't call the cops, talking to her those same kids through the windows. There was, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 guys that show up at the house. They finally beat on the door so much she thought the door was going to get beat in. So she opens the door to these guys. The first question they ask them is, did you call the police? Then they were wanting her cell phone and she was hesitant to give it to them. So she asked for a warrant. They did not produce a warrant, just kind of ignored her, didn't say that they had one at all. So there's just some huge red flags here. One, that's not the way the marshals would typically operate. Number two, they're going to have a warrant if they're coming in to do something. And number three, these guys were actually jamming their phones. And this particular individual who owned the home has reached out to the U.S. Marshals here in Georgia to ask, you know, for that report and to see if it was actually them. No response. Had actually even gotten the Peachtree City Police Department as well to reach out to the U.S. Marshals Service. And they had not gotten back to them either, which pretty much confirms that some guys showed up to the house here, disguising themselves as U.S. Marshals. And actually, the only thing that they gave is, you know, a picture that I showed you was a business card of a U.S. Marshal, but actually had the phone number scratched out and they wrote a phone number on the back. And in a little research, this gentleman's card, it was not actually at the scene, from what we can tell. So, this thing, has definitely got a lot of legs and it just seems like they're just mysterious things that happen at every single turn. So, this Hilton guy, doesn't seem like he was one of the guys that was there. We're not really sure what went on. We have some ideas. you know, some rogue guys, maybe some PIs from out west, working on the behalf of the father. But you know, we know that there's some shady business going on here, and we're gonna continue to look into it and try to get to the bottom of it.
And just to add to what you said, based on my investigation here, I've